davar nifla. I saw this in the Sefer Birchas Ish from Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak Shein. He's Ram in Yeshiva Tiferes Yerushalayim, Staten Island. We've quoted from this very, very chashuv Sefer in the past. And that is, he says a beautiful, beautiful zach. He says that Avraham Avinu was a chayla. It was shlish l'mivah. And Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham Avinu to be mevaka chayla. And then a minute later, he saw that he was betzar. And what did he do? He sends the shloish anashim, which was really not the meikara. The meikara, the initial thought process was that if Avraham Avinu was not feeling well, then today's a good day to have a day off. But lamaisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw Avraham Avinu, and he shifted and fakert. He dafke sent the shloish anashim. So he says, everyone knows that the Ramban says, we talk about this a lot, that what's the toyelas? What's the purpose of the mitzvah of Bikur Chayim? So he says, there's two tachlis. Number one, see that the chayla is not doing well. It's like this, you'll daven for him. Number two, the toyelas of the mitzvah bikur chayla is to see what he needs and to do for him whatever you think he might need. The yisoid and the tachlis of bikur chayla is, you see a chayla is bitzar, maybe he needs something. And if he does, let me do it for him. So Kadosh Baruch Hu went to be mevaka chayla Avraham Avinu. He wanted to see how he was doing. So he said, Vostaf Avraham Avinu. He needed one thing. You know what he needed? He needed archim. So mitzad the mitzvah of achnasas arch, mitzvah bikur chayla. What did he do? Atem geshikt archim. Because that is what bikur chayla is. Bikur chayla is what does the chayla need? And whatever. If he needed food, he would have given him food, right? He needed archim. That's what he needed. And he says, that's the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Ra'u mitzayer. He saw that he was bitzar. The purpose of bikur chayla is to look at the chayla and to see what he needs. What did Avraham Avinu need? Avraham Avinu needed archim. That's what he needed. If that's what he needed, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave.